what's the game plan as far as stopping the long pass?
You know, the biggest thing is Aaron does a really nice job of extending plays. So, you know, a point of emphasis is we got to, you know, try to keep him in the pocket. But he is a great athlete with a strong arm. But there's a lot of their explosion plays that come from that. And it's only going to help them, obviously, having Jordy back and the ability to take the top off the defense. But, that, you know, that's a big concern of ours going into the game.
How rare is Aaron's willingness to turn his back to linemen as he scrambles to open himself up for that kind of a hit?
The thing is, not very many people have hit him. So he does a nice job of avoiding the rush, and his offensive linemen do a good job of just staying on people to allow him to avoid the rush. And that, like I was just saying, that's a big concern of ours going into the game. You know, we got some real young rushers on the outside. We know they're athletic. We know they can affect the quarterback, but they need to be disciplined this week when we're dealing with Aaron Rodgers.
What did you learn about Devon House last year, and how? What kind of a preseason did he have for you?
You know, Devon is a guy that makes a lot of plays for us. Last year, I think he was, you know, set up some kind of franchise record or something with PBUs and stuff like that. So he has the ability to make some plays. And, you know, he's obviously going to be playing a little bit hot this week, you know, versus his former team. So we know we're going to get a real competitive Devon House this week. And we hope that we just get consistent play out of him, which we have up until this point.
Did you see Marks turn a corner this preseason in terms of feeling healthy?
Yeah, it, you know, it took a while. Obviously, he came out slow. He was still, you know, trying to come back from the knee. He wasn't trusting the knee. And then he had a little bit of a strain in his tricep and stuff. So it took him a little while to get back. But right now we feel he's back. He's back down to his normal playing weight. He was only 304 the other day, which is what weight he should be. So you really see the urgency, the suddenness, the burst out of him that we've seen a couple years ago. And, you know, he's continuing to get better the more and more reps he gets.
They don't turn the ball over at Green Bay hardly at all. I mean, how do you deal with that in terms of this defense really hasn't forced a lot of turnovers? So what do you do? Is it that just Aaron being careful with the ball, or what is it?
You know, well, you know, last year I think Aaron threw 8 interceptions only. You know, we were just in there looking at some stuff today. He threw one when I was in there, so I got excited about that. he makes good decisions. And his receivers, if he doesn't make a good decision, their receivers do a nice job of turning into DBs, so they're not interceptions. But for us, you know, obviously we got to pressure him, keep him in the pocket, but try to make him make some bad decisions. When it comes to the run game, you know, they have had some turnovers in the past with carrying the football. So we really got to be ball aware when we come in, second man in, trying to get the ball out.
Can you simulate his hard count? You know, everybody talks about how good he is at Rodgers. Yeah. Can you simulate that in practice? And how do you try to, you know, get Fowler and some of the young guys to not bite on that?
Yeah, Dante bit on one this morning. But it's a situation where, you know, we show him. We listen to it in our rooms. We do all that kind of stuff. And then we also bring our quarterbacks in, and we let them listen to it exactly how Aaron does it. And he's very unique in what he does. But, you know, we try to emulate that as much as we can. And Chad and Alan do a great job in practice of really simulating that, you know. And we're going to need that with our young rushers.
Mark, do you think Miles Jack has a role on defense in some capacity this week?
Yeah, you know, we're going through personnel right now. We'll meet Friday. You know, we have a plan going into the week of how we can use, you know, 3 or 4 different guys. So, you know, we'll meet on Friday, you know, as a staff and with Gus and Dave and figure out. But, you know, we do have a plan for Miles and some other guys also.
Green Bay's talked about a concerted effort to run the ball better, get back to maybe 2014. Yeah. Have you seen any of that, and how much lighter and better does Lacy look?
Well, you know, I think McCarthy wants to run the football. You know, if you look at the past success that he's had, if he runs the ball over 20-some times a game, 25 times a game, their percentage of wins is up. So, you know, we're built to stop the run. We look forward to the challenge with our guys up front and with our linebackers. But with Lacy, you better have a tackling plan. He is a big man. As a matter of fact, I think he's bigger than some of our defensive ends we're going to have playing. But, you know, he's physical. He's a downhill type of guy, and the running scheme matches his style. And then, obviously, when Starks gets in, you know, he's a good mix-up. And they've done a great job of getting him in space and working Lacy downhill. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
How aware do you make the team of wanting to get up the field so much in pass rush to be wary of those screens, because they do a good job of using
Every snap. You know, it is a, it's a priority for us going into this week. You know, teams that, you know, not only just the screens, but Aaron. I mean, he extends a play and there's 60, 70-yard touchdown passes. So, you know, it's a point of emphasis going in. And, you know, we've played Aaron, you know, a couple, three times, and it's always a priority. Do you do it every snap? I don't think we've done it every snap, but we try to make it a priority.
Todd, you hit on this a little bit, but he's savvy. He's a veteran.
Yes.
You guys have young guys.
Yep.
How much each day you go in that film room, does that concern you?
I think the D-line are tired of hearing me saying it, you know, and telling them the plan over and over and over. But they're going to hear it for another three or four more days because it is a priority. And, you know, I realize we got young players, but I also like how they can run things down, you know. So we're excited about it. It's going to be a challenge for our young rushers, but we look forward to it.
There's made some changes on the offensive line. How do you prepare more with scheme analysis, or do you have to look at the past work of that player that's been moved in?
Right. Yeah, McCarthy's not going to change his system much, you know. But, you know, I think you always try to attack, you know, certain guys or whatever. But they got a heck of an offensive line, even losing the young man to Chicago. So we try to look at it both ways. Yep.
Do you wish that maybe it wasn't Rodgers, Cobb, and Nelson that was Ramsey's first test? Would you like to ease him in? Or is it good that that's what he's first got to face, first game in the NFL?
I think you're facing this type of talent every week. So it doesn't matter who we face in the opener. Everybody's got good players in the league. So, you know, Jalen's looking forward to the challenge, but then we still got three other guys to, you know, cover also. So it's a good challenge. But once again, you know, I feel we got good players. We expect to come out and play well. And, you know, we're going to go in with that attitude, see what happens.
How well have the players responded to the way you're installing stuff, the way you're holding them accountable in the meeting room?
You know, we've had some comments and stuff like that, but it's just a situation of my personality. They've seen it in the run game last year, and it's just more over the whole thing of, you know, not missing anything. And, you know, I know we watch a lot more clips in the defensive meeting room and being on the details of things. But, you know, it seems like we're adjusting well, but now we're going to see in the next 17 weeks.
What kind of 2 weeks has Fowler had since we last spoke to you?
He's good. You know, as you look at him, if you looked at his stance when we started OTAs to all the way through training camp to now, I think we've changed his stance, which is good. It's actually even helped him get a better get-off. But you see him starting to really understand the package. You know, I mean, it was before he would be in meetings last year, but, you know, he wasn't getting the reps. And he's a guy that's got to learn on the grass, and he has done that. So we're ready for him to go.
Sheldon Day, were able to see him in the game. What did you like about him last weekend?
His suddenness, the same thing. We knew, you know, he's, you know, 300 pounds, but he can get off and threaten a guard. You know, we can see him get vertical, get on an edge, and, you know, playing against a team like this, we look forward to seeing that.
First game, surprises.
You the only one here?
Waited for you to call these plays for a long time. McCarthy said today they're going to have some surprises, first-time play caller, but is it also you have to be wary of them early in the game?
Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of work on Mike, but the first game there's always going to be some unknowns. You know, there's unknowns of what I'm going to give them also. Yeah. So it's going to happen on both sides, but for us, you have to be able to rely on your fundamentals. You know, if we can do that, then we can live through the down and get through it. You know, so that's going to be the big thing is how well are we at our base fundamentals and execution.